This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. This week, it's all about those teams that have flown out of the gates to start the season. Kelowna Rockets, they are the top-ranked team in the CHL. Head coach Danny Lambert says they can be even better. We'll have more with him. The Medicine-Hat Tigers lead the Eastern Conference. Leading scorer Cole Sanford will join us, while the Everett Silvertips have quietly got it done. We'll have more with head coach Kevin Constantine. First up, Team WHL has been announced for the upcoming Subway Super Series in Saskatoon and Brandon next month. Team WHL's roster is featured with five NHL first-round picks, including Jake Virtanen and Travis Sanheim of the Calgary Hitmen, Hayden Fleury and Connor Bleakley of the Red Deer Rebels, John Quenville of the Brandon Weed Kings. On the blue line, it'll be anchored by Kelowna Rockets captain Madison Bowie. Up front, just 10 forwards initially named to the roster. That group led by Portland Winterhawks forward Nick Patan. In goal, Tri-City Americans goaltender Eric Comrie will handle the duties, along with Tristan Jarry of the Edmonton Oil Kings. The team is coached by Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry. The Subway Super Series will have its first leg in the WHL this year. Game 1 is November 10th in Saskatoon, and in Brandon the next night, November 11th.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Kelowna Rockets have taken over the number one spot in the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. Even though they've been good, head coach Danny Lambert says they are looking to shore up some holes in their game.
We have to go about our business as usual. For us, as far as you know, what the rest of the country is thinking, is that's up to them. But you know, we're not very happy with the way we've played lately, and we feel we need to start playing the way we can play.
How have you got it done to this point? Scoring goals at a feverish pace, that's the first thing that stands out in my mind.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of been one of those things where we've been good in spurts, I think, in every game. I think we've had letdowns in a lot of games. When you're having success, sometimes it's easy to let your foot off the gas and to start, you know, getting into bad habits. And certainly the way we've been getting done is, you know, I feel like for some of our games, for sure, it's been a full team effort, and everybody's done some really good things at different times.
Madison Bowie's back with you, and I know he wasn't around for opening weekend. You know, he just looks like he has the ability even more so to take over a game this year. How good's he been for you since his return from Washington?
Well, it's always good to get a 19-year-old captain back, and especially when he, you know, pretty much quarterbacks your team and your power play and everything else. And you know, certainly when he's sharp and he's making the right reads and the right plays, he's very effective and arguably, you know, one of the better defensemen in the league.
The Everett Silvertips remain in the 10th spot in the BMO CHL Top 10, and at time of production hadn't lost this season in regulation. Head coach Kevin Constantine can't complain with his team's start.
Obviously, from a point standpoint, when we looked at our schedule and we saw, you know, Kelowna, perennial Kelowna, and we saw four Portlands, if you'd have told us we'd have had, I don't know what it is, 10 of our first 12 points, we'd have said, you know, great. So we can't complain at all about the start of our year. I mean, we've had kind of two different starts because we made a fairly big trade in getting Nikita Sherbeck from Saskatoon. And so then we had to reshuffle everything when he showed up. And, you know, our guys now, with me being back in Everett for a year and year plus, all of our way of playing, that our guys kind of know a little bit this year. But then you bring in a new player and, you know, it's just going to take him time for him to learn how we play and to fit his game, and for us to fit, you know, use his talents the way he has talent. So we're kind of readjusting to that. So it's almost kind of the last four games or last three games have been a kind of a start over for us during the year. So, you know, we're not a dominant team offensively or anything like that. We got to generally have, you know, all parts of our game going to have success, but we've been okay so far.
Your discipline as far as taking penalties has been outstanding this year. I think you're only averaging 3 power plays allowed per game. What is it with what you preach and your team responding to being a disciplined hockey team and not giving a lot of opportunities?
Well, I think it's really important that every sports team kind of figures out, you know, what they do well. And, and finds a way to take advantage of what they do well. And there's some things that we're not great at. I mean, there's areas of the game we're not that good at, but there's some other things that maybe we can do that can compensate for that. So, you know, we just feel being disciplined is part of it. It's a tough thing because you got to be really emotional to be good at this game, and yet you got to control those emotions at the same time. And finding that balance is hard. Hell, it's hard for coaches. You know, we get passionate ourselves about stuff, but we have to find a balance in there on that too. So it's just trying to find that balance and being very emotional, but trying to control your emotions at the same time.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Everett Silvertips Russian forward Ivan Nikolishin, second-year player at 6 points and a pair of weekend wins. He becomes the second Silvertip player to win the Player of the Week honors in just the first month of the season. Meanwhile, Swift Current Broncos goaltender Landon Beau has been named the Vaughn CHL Goaltender of the Week. Beau had a pair of shutouts in 3 starts, blanking both the Tri-City Americans and Kootenai Ice. The 19-year-old tender is in his 3rd season with the Broncos. Well, the Medicine Hat Tigers have jumped out of the gates quickly once again this season. They lead the conference and have been led by forward Cole Sanford, who is also leading the WHL in points. Tigers longtime broadcaster Bob Ridley has more with Sanford.
No question about it. For this gentleman, Cole Sanford, this is an exciting year and the most exciting year that you've had playing for the Medicine Hat Tigers, I'm sure.
Yeah, obviously it's been an exciting start for myself and more importantly the team. We've really started strong, and we know that it's just a start, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
You're such a good team guy. You don't like talking about your own, you know, accomplishments and so on, but being at the top of the scoring race here has got to be something pretty special.
Yeah, obviously a bit unexpected for myself, but, I mean, obviously it's exciting, and, you know, I worked really hard this summer, so, you know, it's nice to see that it's paying off, and I'm having a lot of fun so far.
Good chemistry with yourself, along with Cox and Howry as well.
Yeah, it's been good so far. Obviously, played with Stevie a little bit last year, and then just started this year, exhibition, and obviously Cox, we played together a lot the last 2 years, so chemistry is coming along, that's for sure.
It was a real smooth transition with Curtis Welk moving on to the pro ranks and so on, and with Steve Howry kind of moving in there and took over where he left off.
Yeah, obviously they're two different players. You know, Volke's more of a speed guy like me and Coxie, and Ari's, you know, he's really smart out there. He knows where to be, and you look at his skill set, it's probably one of the best on the team. So it was a pretty easy transition to have him on our line, that's for sure.
Cole, how important was it to get off such a good start? 8-1, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, it's crazy that it's mid-October already. Seems like last weekend we were opening our season in Lethbridge, but yeah, every team's goal to get off to a good start, and I don't think we envisioned having an 8-1 record, but I mean, you know, we're going to take it, and I think we're playing some really good hockey right now.
Yeah, and there's always room for improvement. One thing that I've noticed some improvement in is the power play, 4 power play goals in that last game.
Yeah, even last year I remember, you know, power play killed us some games, so we know it's a huge part of the game. Sometimes you win on power plays, you lose on, you know, power plays, so... it's nice to see that we're finally clicking a bit out there, and we've been practicing a lot.
And being one of the elite players this year in the Western Hockey League, did you ever feel coming out of Revelstoke Junior B that you'd enjoy this much success?
No, you never really think of those things. Obviously, you know, my year in Revelstoke was fun. I learned a lot. But obviously, you know, since I've been in Medicine Hat, you know, I've gotten so much opportunity from the coaching staff and to play with great players. So, you know, really it's been a good time so far, and I'm enjoying my career here.
Really enjoy watching you play again this year, Cole. And, hey, all the best as this season wears on.
Thanks, Reggie.
Hey, that's the show this week. I want to thank Bob Ridley in Medicine Hat for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.